I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
Hi, hello, hi, hello. Hi, hello, hi, hello, hi, hello. I'm trying something different today with the settings on this microphone. I can't really seem to get things the way I want them. It's very frustrating for me because I'm not a techie person and I have too much pride to ask people to help me. So, hi. What's happening? What's happening with you is the question that I want to ask. Hi, how are you? My world has come to an end. We've lost Mary Daly. There's really no reason for me to continue existing. And I'm not going to... Listen, I have been rage-filled. I'm not going to go on about it on the program here today. You know, like I have my birth mother, but she was my mother. Does that make any sense? And if I hear one more fucking person referring to Mary Daly as a fucking writer, you fucking, you motherfuckers, Mary Daly is not a fucking writer. And I would just like to add to this that you can worship Mary Daly as I do, because I most likely will be building an altar for Mary, because she is this. I can't look. I'm not going to get into it. Okay. I'm not going to get into it, but I just would like to say that you can worship Mary Daly and still be trans positive. I just would like you to understand that. And I just hope that people can understand that as well. Okay. That I have to listen to a world revere men that are the most vile misogynists. Study and blindly worship the most disgusting, grotesque misogynists. And when you get just as upset, you know, because if you're a woman, you would get just as hate-filled when these men who are so well-respected, you know, because they're men and their writings are so well-respected. Because when a man writes something, it's a religious experience. When you get just as upset when men say the most vile, disgusting, misogynist things about women, then maybe I'll start to think about the few discrepancies in her book, Gynecology. When you start dragging those men and dragging them through the mud, then I'll start thinking about dragging her through the mud. And I wouldn't even say that if I didn't know that it would never happen, because I would never, if I lived 20 lifetimes on this planet, I would, that would, Mary Daly, I will say her name on my fucking deathbed, because without that fucking woman, I wouldn't know who the fuck I was on this planet. God bless the man who introduced me to her works. Though he did end up shunning me for watching porn. He did. He shunned me. What are you gonna do? And look, you know, if I was trans, I think reading Mary would probably be painful for me, so I can understand. But it doesn't make Mary any less important of a figure. And if you have a problem with that, then you clearly have a problem with me. And I'm okay with that. You can continue worshiping men. So, you know, this whole business with Jersey, really, I mean, it's just getting to the point that you, I mean, at some point you have to disconnect yourself, I think. Because if you don't, you will end up on pills. And I'm not going to end up on pills. I'm not going to do it. You will not get me to take pills. They tried to push every pill on me in my 20s, and they didn't even bother to find out what was going on with me biologically. And I had very serious things going on that were very bad, that were responsible for a lot of my moods. And I would just like to say to any woman who is feeling depressed, please get your thyroid checked. Do not just get the regular T4, T3, and TSH. Get a full panel. Ask for a full panel. If you are feeling depressed to the point that it's very bad, because I went through that. It was exhaustion, but it was a depressive black exhaustion that I can't even describe it. Since then, you know, like I could have periods where I'm depressed or something, but you know, like I come out of it because I'm since taken care of my thyroid issue. I went to some quack therapist and she would tell me, what color is it? Where is it settled in your body? What color is it? But I did do my own reading and stuff. And in my journal, I would write, when I tell you the size of the letters, it was so abnormal. Anyone, listen, I burned them because I know how psycho those journals were because I was out of my mind depressed. Okay, and I'm not kidding. I'm being very serious now for a moment. Turns out that I had very bad things going on with my thyroid. I asked for the test. The doctor didn't want to give it to me. He laughed at me. I told him I think I have very serious problems going on with my thyroid. Now I'm medicated. You know, I take my Synthroid and everything. But for anyone who's listening to this and hates me, because I know that some of you are out there. Oh my God. But anyway, you can be satisfied knowing that there was a time that I wanted to die. And, you know, who knows? I may have not have been here and you probably would love that. But anyway, so point being is I had to beg for this test. Beg. And my doctor laughed in my face on more than one occasion. You know, I was doing my own research. And I would like to credit Mary Shulman, who is a brilliant researcher. She's just a thyroid person who had very serious problems. And I will note that I was a vegetarian for bordering on vegan for about 7 years. And soy is linked to thyroid cancer in women. I would just like for you women to know this, all of you vegetarians. I understand not having that craving for meat. I understand not wanting meat. I would say I was probably vegan now that I'm thinking about it. No, I ate eggs. I had eggs, so I wasn't vegan. But other than eggs, I didn't have any dairy than maybe creamer in coffee. So I understand there could be many reasons why you want to be a vegetarian. I didn't want to eat animals. I just didn't want to. That was really my main motivation. I just found it revolting. I found it disgusting. But for that 7 or 8 years, I ate nothing but soy. Everything I did was soy. And very bad things happened to me because of soy. So I just want to let you people know that, you know, if you are doing a vegetarian diet, just, you know, be aware. Know the facts. It's linked to thyroid cancer in women. This is not just hokey studies. These are very real statistics. So, but anyway, I mean, there isn't anybody with that problem anywhere in my family. I would hasten to think that 7, 8 years of eating soy products, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But you may think of yourself as a pretty direct person. You may think of yourself as a strong person. But in certain areas, you can feel like a weak, very weak person. There's nothing more humbling than health. Nothing will humble you faster than health issues. But, you know, so I just want to say, before all of this happened, they pushed every fucking antidepressant on me possible. Every motherfucking pill out there they pushed on me. I got the placebo effect the very, very first time. And fuck you, motherfucker, because I'm not going to sit on the other edge of a fucking couch and you're going to ask me to tell you who the president is and to count backwards from 100. Fuck you. That's number one. Degrading beyond belief. That is not my path in life. I'm not going to be taking pills and be dependent on a therapist in that kind of that way that, like, I know I've been there. I know what it is to walk into a doctor's office and they have to write you a prescription for your fucking antidepressant. It's so unbelievably humiliating. The whole process. You know, and then you talk to these stupid therapists. They have nothing to say. There's an occasional aha moment that you may get. But, you know, and Mary Daly talks about this, that, you know, you go to your therapist and you tell them your secrets when you should be telling other women your secrets. That's what friendship is. That's what friendship is for. It's for, you know, that's how women bond with each other, is telling each other their secrets. You're supposed to be building your relationships with those people in your life. And listen, these therapists are such quacks. Can I just tell you? And don't tell me that you have ever sat, that you have not had moments sitting in a therapist's office having what's supposed to be therapy where you haven't said to yourself, holy shit, this motherfucker's crazier than I am. Don't tell me you haven't had moments like that. And those are the moments that you brush aside because you want to continue your therapy because now you're dependent on your therapy. Oh, and you happen to be on pills too. So you're just addicted all the way. You're just tied into this ridiculously insane system that you can't really leave. And if your therapist isn't trying to, you know, the ultimate goal of the therapist should be to eliminate themselves from your life, not to have this, you know, vague notion of this forever kind of therapy. And I'm not saying that if you're a young person who, you know, is having very serious problems that you shouldn't seek therapy. And I'm not telling anybody that you should stop going to your therapist. I'm not saying anything like that at all. What I'm saying is that for me, I have sat in offices with doctors, with PhDs, with MDs, who have done the most inappropriate thing. I mean, when I say inappropriate, that my jaw would like drop at how inappropriate some of the behavior from these fucking therapists were. I sat in an office where I'll give you just one. I was sitting on a couch talking to one of them. And my couch was lower than her chair. And when she was sitting on her chair and she had a very, 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 very inappropriately short skirt on. Not that I was looking, but I was. And next thing I know, I'm seeing everything. I'm seeing everything under the skirt. Now, you mean to tell me, unless you're Tara Reid and you're drunk off your fucking ass, you mean to tell me that you don't know when you're exposing body parts? Are you fucking for real? And as I was sitting there, you know, looking directly up her skirt, because I didn't make any bones about letting her know that I was looking straight up her skirt because she spread her legs directly in front of me. How do you not look at that? I'm human. And what was going through my mind at that moment was not, oh, I want to, you know, drag her by her hair onto this couch. That's not what was going through my mind at first. What was going through my mind was, wow, I wonder if I was a man, would she not know that her legs are wide open and I can see everything? Would she not know if I was a man? I think she would know. So that was, you know, anyway, so what I'm saying is that she's an inappropriate, disgusting degenerate. I was very attracted to her, but what an abuse of power. And listen, that is one of many inappropriate. That's just one of the ones that stand out to me, but that is just one of many inappropriate, disgusting experiences that I've had in the hands of doctors and doctors' offices. So I just wanted to share that with you, and that's what I wanted to say. You know, because, you know, sharing is caring. And don't sit there and judge me because I get letters. Oh, you talk about pills and doctors. You hate doctors. I was talking to a very nice medical student the other day, and I was telling her, you know, they raised the age to 21 for pap smears for women, you know, and everyone's fighting for this healthcare, and they raised the age to 21. She said, oh, no, that's great. That's great. You know who you are. I know you're listening. No, that's great. And after an hour of me saying, wow, they really got your head already. You know, because they train any normal human sense, they train it right out of you. And if you think that you're going to get something special by getting a woman doctor, think again, because they train anything female right out of you. And in the end, it turns out she said, you know, well, the truth is I really don't care. Just so you know. And they don't want to fucking hear you, because she joked, oh, you see, this is why I like surgery, because at least the patients are under anesthesia and they can't talk back. Just to let you know. All right, you know, I've had enough of listening to myself talk. I really have. But, you know, like, I just wanted to share, okay? So I'm going to go. All right, goodbye. Bye.